We're doing Rav Chalap on Parashat Vayelech. At the end of the parasha, the Torah describes that when things go wrong for the Jewish people, people will come to a realization. They'll say, "Halo al ki en Elokai bekirbi metzoni arot eile." The reason these bad things have befallen us is because God is not within us. Hashem says, and I will hide my face at that time over all the evil that's been done, because the people have turned to other gods. When a person works to connect to his Creator, then he merits that Hashem settles within him. And if a person doesn't work at it, then he doesn't get to that spiritual height. But a person doesn't view it that way. A person doesn't take responsibility. He says, God, why don't you appear to me? Why aren't you within me? Why don't I send some more spirituality? That's what the pasuk says. When a person will say, Hashem isn't within me, that's why all these bad things have befallen me, he's saying, Hashem, you're not here. That's why all this is happening. That's what the verse says in Proverbs. Ivelet Adam tesalef doko, man's own foolishness causes his path to be convoluted. Val Hashem yizaf libo, and he doesn't take responsibility, he blames Hashem. He says, God, why'd you do this to me? But a person's supposed to realize, no, I'm supposed to, I have responsibility, I have to become a better person, I have to bring Hashem into my life. So when things go wrong, if a person's supposed to wake up and say, I have to do tshuva, let me learn. If a person says, I know Torah, I know Halacha, I'm okay. He doesn't realize there's greater sophistication and more to learn. He doesn't prepare himself, hey, I have more to learn. So then, what does Hashem say? Haster astir panai, so I'll hide my face even more. If initially things went wrong, when he continues blaming me and not realizing he has to take steps forward, I'll hide my face even more. Why? Very often man turns to Hashem on a much lower level than he can. And then Hashem says, you're not turning to me. That's the famous line that I think it was Rav Noach Weinberg, that a person said to him, I don't believe in God. So he said, I don't either. So he said, what do you mean, you're a rabbi? He said, the God you don't believe in, I don't believe in him either. Let's understand what it means to believe in God. What is this concept, God? Then we can talk about what we believe in and don't believe in. Rav Chalap says that's what the pasuk is saying. When a person blames Hashem and says, it's because Hashem isn't here, that's why I have these problems, Hashem says, hello, it's your job, take a move. Ah, you're blaming me, but you're not making the moves, I'll hide myself even more. And then Hashem says, ki pana l'elohim acherim, because when he turns to me, he's not talking to me. He's talking to another God. He hasn't taken the time to understand what it means to talk to Hashem. And even when he talks to me, he's not talking to me. People allow themselves to remain on a childish level in their understanding of Hashem, in their understanding of Torah, in their understanding of mitzvot. Hashem says, you're not talking to me. You're talking to a third grade level of what you perceive as God. So you're not talking to me. Yes?
Do